Welcome to the 90 Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. I was reading an article this morning. There's a publication called Ladders, which I like very much, and it inspires me often to find new ideas and new studies. And they talked about the fact that lawyers are 3.5 times more likely to suffer from depression than the rest of the population. And they also made an argument about tax auditors having a similar situation. And if you think about what people do in those professions, they're focused on the negative. They're dealing with problems all the time. They're always looking for the downside. How can we tear other people apart? How can we tear other things apart? And that translates to the rest of their lives often, because now when they leave work, they tend to be focused on the bad things. They look for problems. Now, the one thing that we ultimately have control over is where we place our attention. Now, you may say, well, I can't because my brain just does its own thing. But you have the ability to exert some discipline over your mind. And you can start to pay attention to what makes you happy. And they've also done another study about people that meditate, and they found that they're happier, and they also have the ability to direct their minds and direct their attention. And that makes a tremendous difference. So if you can train your brain to focus on the good, we've talked the last couple of weeks about taking a win. Right? That's a good way to do it, because now you're focused on winning. You're focused on the good things that are happening through some of the actions that you're taking. And if you can savor what's around you, so begin to savor things. So as you eat a meal, rather than just focusing on a discussion that you might be having with someone else or what you have to do next, focus on the food and how good it is and how wonderful it tastes. And be thankful for the fact that you even have it. When you get outside in nature, focus on the beauty of what you see, on the trees, on the landscape. When you wake up in the morning and you feel good, focus on that fact that you're feeling good and that your health is where you want it to be. When you're involved in an activity, whether it's watching your child play a game or, you know, doing something that you love to do, So maybe it's an exercise. Maybe you're skiing or playing golf. Focus on the activity and savor what's around you. And by simply retraining your brain to savor these things, you become a happier person. It's that simple. You focus on negative things, you end up being, that brings you down. You focus on positive things, that brings you up. And know that you have the ability to focus your attention. And as long as you're, and why not exercise that and focus your attention on those good things that are happening around you? I know it's simple, but it really, truly works. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com. And from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But what I want you to really and truly work on is focusing your attention. Remember, you have the ability to direct where your mind is going. You have the ability to direct where you focus your attention. Exercise that ability and focus on things that are positive, things that bring you up, things that make you happy. When you find your mind drifting to another place, when you find yourself going down a negative road, take that opportunity to redirect yourself. Exert the discipline that you know you have over where your mind is wandering and put it back to what you enjoy, what you like, and what makes you feel good.